you know what the story is behind that pulley bone thing? What's supposed to happen?
Well, I'll keep one side and you keep the other, and we'll make a wish. And we'll pull that pulley bone apart, and the one that gets the biggest part of it in all, he's the one that'll get the wish. It never splits open even though down where it connects down here, there's a bigger place down there. And it don't split, it just stays solid. And one piece just be a little piece that broke loose from that snow.
You know, the inside parts of a hog that you can eat, that you might not normally eat, like the heart or the gizzard or the lungs, what would you call all that together?
Liver?
Or just the inside parts, you know, the hogs that are edible?
Well, ribs. Backbone.
Have you ever heard of people taking the hog intestines and cleaning them out?
Yeah.
And cooking them?
Yeah. Chitlins. Make chitlins out of them.
Have you ever had any?
No, but I know lots of folks did. That's a big, big dish with the colored folks. Yeah, they're cleaning all the entrails out and all and make chitlins out of them. Big dish for the colored folks. White folks never did go for it very much and all, but the colored folks did. And if they didn't have any hogs and you had hogs, why, they'd ask you for the entrails to clean them out and make chitlins out of them.
About what time of day on a farm did the cattle start to get hungry?
Get hungry? Well, it'd be in the morning, if you had them up and all and turn them out. They'd be hungry in the morning. And a cow, ordinarily, will eat all day. And there's a difference and a cow and a horse. A horse bites the grass off this way, and a cow that way. A horse will ruin your pasture by the way they bite the grass off, and a cow won't. And there's a difference in the way a horse and a cow gets up. A horse gets up on his four feet first, and then on his back feet. A cow gets up on her back feet first, and then her horses after that. I don't know why, but then that's just the way they do, you know. But horses will, a small pasture, they'll run the pasture. They'll pull it. Grass out by the roots, you know, when it's wet. Cow don't.
Have you ever heard a farmer call to his cows to get them to come up from the pasture?
Yeah. Yeah. But I forgot now what voice they called to get them to come on